actual moment that we wait for every week.
Pretty exciting, huh?
They're back with a big new program.
When you hear the chime, it will be exactly...
Who wants an orange whip?
Are we live?
Yeah!
Orange whip?
Come get some.
Orange whip?
And here it is!
Three orange whips.
Party, I'm more like a riot.
Nail down the roof, gang.
Here's Johnny.
You shall see that.
He's alive!
Wonderful to tell.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
Hail to the king, baby.
Release the Kraken.
It's showtime.
Hi there. We're going to do another show. Because last show couldn't fit into last show. There was too much show for the show. It happens sometimes. My name is Derek Knight. You are listening to the big program. Colin Burton.
Hello.
Has a story to tell about breakfast. My sister Heather.
Tombstone.
Hiya.
Also has a story to tell about Tombstone breakfast. Jess.
Hi.
Has a story to tell about hotel blowjobs.
It's totally true.
And we're going to make it happen. Because what we do here is not necessarily entertain anybody but ourselves. And that really is the best way to run a podcast, I think. I think that if you're going to do a podcast and you have the same 68 subscribers from when you first started this podcast in 2004, then you should focus on entertaining yourself because that subscriber list seems to think that y'all are cool.
That works for me.
Yeah. I don't know if that is accurate, but it seems right to me.
I just like talking into the ether and assuming that there's one listener.
Yeah. And, you know, it's kind of better than back in, you know, when we were in radio. Because you were in a walk-in closet speaking into the ether, and you didn't know how many of those 500,000 to 600,000 people were actually tuning in.
Yeah, radio got me out of a parking ticket once, though. Or not a parking ticket, a speeding ticket.
Yeah.
Opposite of a parking ticket.
It's pretty good. Why don't you tell that story real quick?
Oh, yeah. I was working at a radio station in Greeley. This is 20 years ago now. I was driving to work. I had to be at work at 4:30 in the morning, so it's like 4. And I was going 70 miles an hour on a road that's normally 35. Like, I was speeding a little bit. It's a giant road. There was nobody on it. Cop comes out of the parking lot and pulls me over and...
materializes.
He was assuming, most likely, at that time of... It was early Saturday morning after a Friday night of partying that I was probably a drunk college student. He pulls me over and I'm very articulate. And I'm like, I'm sorry. I was totally speeding. I am late for work. And he was like, oh, really? Where do you work? And I'm like, a public radio station up the road. I need to be on the air in like 20 minutes and I need to get my stuff together. And he's like, oh, you sounded really familiar. I'll be listening to you when you come on the air. I listen to you every Saturday morning. And I was like, yep, that's me. I will be hosting the National Public Radio programming for the next 6 hours. I really need to go to work now. So let's move this ticket along. And he was just
let's
like,
maybe speed this up.
He was just like, slow it down a little bit. Be
I
safe.
Obviously
get
like
to
things
work.
Fast.
And yeah. He totally let me off the hook. He didn't even write me a warning.
That's cool.
That's good.
Yeah. Nice. So Colin.
Yes.
Breakfast.
Right. Okay. So it was our first morning in Tombstone. I had written my mom about we were getting ready to go down to breakfast. She was extremely jealous. She sent me a picture of her burnt toast, raisin toast. I mean, it was burnt bad. She said, compare that to free breakfast. And
she could have done more toast.
Well,
yeah, I think she did, but...
Yeah, so I sent back a picture of our waffles and eggs and whatnot. Yeah. And she said, that looks good to me. And I said, until a cockroach landed on me while I was getting water.
Uh-oh.
Oh,
oh no! No!
So I sent her a picture of the cockroach.
My gosh. Ah!
That's your standard North American cockroach.
Yeah.
I've lived in apartments in Denver that had those by the ton. Ugh.
And then she replied, WTF, get out.
Get out. Grab my hand.
And,
get to the chopper.
I mean, I assumed it fell from this...
from this cockroach dispenser.
Well,
I don't know why a hotel would have a cockroach dispenser in the breakfast area.
Was there like there, an HVAC system?
Oh, ducting.
Yeah.
Ducting, yeah. Open ducting is...
So I didn't see any others around or anything like that. And we didn't see any since then either.
Well, you never do during the day.
Sure. They mostly come out at night, mostly.
Mostly.
Yeah. So that was a nice little...
Yeah.
treat.
Wow, that is a treat. Speaking
free
of treats.
Free breakfast indeed.
Speaking of treats, the thing you're going to have to rehash that we were talking about between shows that we're going to talk about on this show now.
Oh, my goodness.
Is the whole hotel blowjob, which is not.
Hotel blowjob.
It's not a wrestling move. It's an actual blowjob that occurred in an actual hotel that
we weren't
actually involved in.
We were not participants in said blowjob. We were witness. We were partied witness to said blowjob. We went to the pool.
I shone a light on said blowjob.
It was a nice, cute little kitschy hotel, and we went to the pool at probably about 7:30, like after dinner, and the pool lights were off. And the way it was set up, you know, typical like small hotel pool, small, very nicely maintained, and then there's a little hot tub around the corner. And we walk in, and the lights are off, but you can hear that the hot tub is going. And so we turn on the lights and look over in the corner. There's nobody else in the pool, and there is a gentleman sitting on the ledge of the hot tub, and there is a woman who we could not see her face because it was hidden in her hair, which was rapidly moving up and down on his lap. And we were like, we're just going to step outside and let them finish up. And we waited about 10 minutes and went back in the pool, and he was having some problems.
Whiskey dick.
They
were so drunk.
And they were just,
whiskey
and
dick.
It was just like this sloppy, they had no knowledge that we were there. And there was a lot of miscommunication happening between the two of them. And he was upset that he was not getting
coming
into
to
it,
fruition.
As it were. And so we went to the front desk to enlist help from actual hotel staff because we didn't feel comfortable approaching said drunk blowjob midstream. And the woman behind the desk was this lovely woman from Scotland.
Yes.
And she... We explained the situation, tried to politely explain the situation of like, there are some people engaged in some nefarious sexual activity in the hot tub right now, and we would like to use the pool. We don't really know how to approach this. We were hoping you could help. And she looked at us and was like,
are you fucking kidding me? Are you fucking kidding me? I got to go in there and break up a blowjob because you want to use the fucking hot tub.
She... was so livid. But are you fucking kidding me? Will you two back me up if
you
this goes south?
I'm going to go in there and I'm going to do this, but you got to back me up. You got to be there for backup.
She went in there and she
get out of my pool.
Them a new one. Just get out of the. You can't fucking be here. You can't. There are children staying in this hotel. And she finally gets, and they were wasted. They were wasted. She's
white girl wasted. If White
finally,
Claw had existed
he,
back then.
Yeah, he was beyond dude, bro, White Claw, white girl wasted. He finally got his swim trunks back on, and they got across the hall, and it was a good thing, too.
And he was a tubby fucker,
too. Yeah, I mean, it could have...
I turned the face on. Oh, well, if he was skinny, I could see, but he's fat. No.
It could have been a paid situation. I don't know. Anyway.
I don't think so. I do think that they were engaged in a committed relationship.
Yeah. She was obviously committed. She was trying real hard.
Yeah.
Wasn't giving up anytime soon.
It was his turn, goddammit.
And we'd been in the pool about 3 minutes after they left when a bunch of kids came in. So we're kind of glad that
timing. Comedy's all about
situation.
Timing.
It was, but they went to use the hot tub and we were just like, no, don't go in the hot tub.
Not in the, okay, fine.
Don't tell them. They don't understand.
Protein. Anyway.
It's people soup anyway.
Yeah. But really, I mean, a hotel hot tub is going to be people soup regardless.
You're right. I mean,
you
no
just
matter what goes
the
on.
The chlorine levels. I like that Heather is now staring off into space with the most disdainful look on her face, like, and not engaging with this story.
No,
angry.
I'm just thinking about people soup and ew. She's turning pink
like
thinking about
people soup. And she's like, this is not my favorite episode. This is not.
Well, she was there for the cockroach, at least. I mean, she got to experience that firsthand.
Yeah.
Maybe she didn't want it brought back up.
Maybe not.
I don't know.
It's like one of those games of would you rather. Would you rather experience a breakfast cockroach or would you rather experience a pool
people
blowjob?
Soup. I don't
people
think.
People soup.
No, I'll tell you what. The weirdest thing that's ever happened to me on vacation, not cockroach, not people soup, but I was at a Fuddruckers in Lititz, Pennsylvania. I mean, that's right off the bat, we know something cool is about to happen.
Yep.
And I got my burger, and I grabbed the hot sauce, and the hot sauce bottle exploded. It exploded, the cap blew off, knocked my hat off, and blinded me with hot sauce at the Fuddruckers in Lititz, Pennsylvania. And I'm like, fuck! And I have to go to the bathroom, and I'm, like, washing my eyes out.
Burning.
And I finally get back to the table, and I'm like, where did you go? And I'm like, I think the hot sauce is haunted. I just, it blew up when I picked it up. I don't know what happened, but I can't see real good. Is that you? Because I'm just guessing
that
this is my table. It's probably the weirdest thing that's happened to me on vacation.
Yeah, that's awkward.
Yeah.
I like that it blew your hat off.
I just knocked my hat clean off.
Just reminded me of the rubber band war.
Oh, yeah. We've covered the rubber band war, I think, on the previous iteration of the podcast. Just to recap, Colin and I had the rubber band conflict to end all rubber band conflicts at the Gazette when we worked there.
Ended it for us.
And I went out and actually bought thicker rubber bands so I could do more damage to him. At one point, I walked right up to him and snapped one right on his forehead, and it left a mark for like 6 hours. But then he was helping somebody because, you know, he's helpful. And I was lining it up right in his ass, and the rubber band snapped and hit me in my eye.
Oh.
Burst the cornea and knocked me out of my chair. I had a big blood spot in my eye for 2 weeks.
Mm.
And that was ultimately what ended the conflict because I nearly blinded myself with an industrial-grade rubber band. It was pretty bad.
Yeah, I feel like my finest moment in that was the when I shot you in the one eye.
Yeah, and I'm holding my eye, writhing around, and then he's all, ha-ha, and he shoots me directly in the other eye.
Oh, no.
From across the room, it was like...
And then he's all, that's what you get. Colin's favorite phrase at the Gazette was, that's what you get. Because one time, there was a lady that worked with us at nights, and she Officer Stone. She was a prison guard during the day. And then she worked at the Gazette at night, and she had gone to school with one of the artists during the day named Carlene. And to her, they did not get along.
No.
In school, she hated her. She
hated Carlene.
Yeah. And she was sitting at Carlene's day desk doing what we call resends, which was ads that had no changes that needed to go back to composing, blah, blah, blah. And so she's doing that because it was monkey work. And she opens the drawer and said, oh, shit, Carlene's got candy. And Colin and I are both working, and we kind of look around our monitors. Back in the day, these are the big old CRTs, right?
Yeah.
Kind of look around our monitors, go back to our thing, and you hear her munching on candy. And then suddenly you hear, and Colin, the picture of warmth, empathy, and compassion, leans calmly around his CRT and goes, that's what you get for stealing Carlene's candy. We both were like, yeah, that's it. And we went back to work, and she got the candy up, and she started screaming at us, I could have died. I could have died, and nobody helped me. And I was like,
she was still making noise.
And that's what I said. I said, you were making noise. Don't bullshit me. If you stopped making noise, I might have helped you. Basically, when you're working nights at the Gazette, it takes away your humanity. So that was the newspaper industry back then. It's a dying or dead industry now. So, gosh, I've worked in a lot of industries that I've helped kill.
I keep killing car brands, so just wait until I buy another car.
But speaking of dead industries, 3 of the 4 of us worked in radio.
Wah, wah, wah.
Colin did not, but I still think Colin should participate in this exercise. He doesn't want to. I'm not going to force him to.
I'm opposed to this exercise as well. I'm on Team Colin with this one because you just want
the professionals to handle this.
You've been waiting all day to bust that line out, haven't you? You've been waiting all day for this.
No, just a couple hours, actually.
Meanwhile, I'm like, yeah. That's cool.
Okay. Well, see, here's the thing. I worked
in public radio.
I gave Jess a heads up about it because I knew she might have some anxiety
public
about it.
Public radio is different and than her, like FM jocking.
Her
okay?
response was, I did news. And I'm like, yeah, but you understand music and you understand revving it to the post.
News and weather.
Now, here's the thing. We're going to peel back the curtain a little bit, listener. If you've ever listened to the radio, especially if you were a kid and years ago you were like, my favorite song might be coming up. I'm going to sit there with my boombox with record on pause and I'm going to record my favorite song. And your favorite song comes on and then the DJ starts talking.
And you're like, God damn it, DJ, stop talking.
And then you call up the DJ and said, would you please stop talking over the song? Bitch, that was our job. All right, that was what we were supposed to do. And the radio lingo is ramping the song to the post. And that means you talk up the musical bed of the song, the intro, and then you literally stop talking the instant, the microsecond that the lead vocals kick in.
And that is a skill that among radio people is revered. And I am shamelessly stealing this next bit from the Mike O'Mara Show. And
because you love them so much.
Well, it's not that I love them so much. I like the fact that it's a bunch of old radio guys doing old radio shit, but they really only do this bit when Patton Oswalt is in studio with them.
Who is one of our heroes?
Because he likes to participate, and he's better than they are at it, which is super fun. But what we're going to do is I have a bunch of songs in a thing that I can pull out randomly, and I have them timed out. I have the intros timed out, so you're going to know the artist title and intro time, and you're going to know your call letters and frequency.
Oh.
So joy. What we're going to do is we're going to try and ramp these songs right to the post, and we're going to start with Heather.
Oh, damn it.
You want me to start?
No, that's fine. I can start.
Okay. But what's going to happen is if Heather fails,
she's going
to and
kick
if
our
she
asses.
Fails one way or the other, if she goes over or she goes under, if she doesn't get to the post, then the next person gets a chance at that song until somebody finally gets that song right. Now, we're not playing it on God mode, all right? You're getting a lot of information up front. You're going to start with a liner from that station, so you got a little bit of time to prepare at being in the old, like, union-y producer radio studio thing. I will point at you when it's your turn to start talking. There's so many variables taken out by this, I still think you could compete.
No.
Now, what will happen here is this opens it up to a lot of improv, which is also one of Jess's strong suits, because you don't have to be yourself.
Motherfucker.
Bonus points if you do it in a real pilky radio voice or as a character, but you still hit the post. It's an entertaining bit, and I'm looking forward to it.
Okay.
So, your all call right. letters, dun, 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 dun. The state, your station, oh, this is fun, 98.9 Magic FM, Colorado Springs, Colorado.
Oh, hi.
Your song, and this is also fun because it's going to be often incongruent with the song, so you could use it to inform humor. Your song, I Was Made to Love Her by Stevie Wonder, and that is a 15-second ramp. And I should point out that I chose songs that have a ramp between 8 and 20. So it's not overwhelming, but it's not so short that you can't get some stuff in.
Now, I feel like we're at a disadvantage here because when I actually worked in radio, I had a clock.
Right. And I am not going to look at the clock. That is my concession to you.
I'm going to cheat and use my timer on my watch.
If you want, whatever you need. Whatever you need. Because again, like I said, we're not playing it on God mode yet.
I'm pointing it out.
We'll see how so we do on this. Mm-hmm. And then, so what did I say? You were magic? You're ready to rock and roll?
No, hold on.
Oh, you're going to set up a timer?
So you said it's 98.9 Magic FM.
98.9 Magic FM.
98.9. I have to put that point in there. 98.9 Magic FM.
Yeah. Colorado Springs, Colorado.
Colorado Springs, Colorado. You ready?
No.
Let me get I Was Made to Love Her pulled up. This will be a heavily edited bit.
15 seconds.
It's a fun bit.
You can do this.
So fun.
It's fun for Derek. You can. You need to kick his ass at this.
Yeah. Kick my ass, man. All right. Let's rock and roll.
No.
3, 2.
98.1 KKFM.
Oh, I fucked up already. Hold on.
Why the hell are you playing the thing when she's supposed to do the ramp up?
Well, no, that's the thing. We lead with the liner, and that gives you a little bit of
98.9 Magic FM, Colorado Springs.
All right, let's do this.
Do it. 98.9 Magic FM.
And we are here, Stevie Wonder. This is just a fucking mess. I can't do this. I'm not a DJ anymore. But anyways, I love the song. Stevie Wonder, 98.9 Magic FM.
It was a voiceover that would get you fired from any radio station.
But you did it.
I hit it hard.
You did it and you hit it. See, that's what this game is all about, is fumbling around until you nail the fucking post. I like it. I dig it. You want to compete?
No. Oh, come on.
You sure? It's fun. Right. It's a fun time.
All right.
Let's see what your call letters your station is. What station do you get?
You don't have to, but
you get oh good. You get the legendary K-Rock in Los Angeles, 106.7.
Okay.
Your song.
106.7 KROQ.
Yes.
K-Rock.
And your song? You get Dance Hall Days by Wang Chung.
Nice.
And that is a 19-second intro. It's a pretty long intro. That's about as long as they come.
All right.
So let me pull that up. Heather's already got 1 point.
All right.
And now back to the music.
The world famous K-Rock, LAOC's alternative rock.
That was Wang Chung, Dance Hall Days, coming at you right now. One of my favorite songs, it takes me back. It takes me back to that awkward dance in junior high. You know the one. That one where a boy touched you for the first time. Oh yeah, K-Rock 106.7.
Nope.
Nope. That's it.
Didn't do it.
But that was so good.
Didn't get it. Didn't get it. And that means I get to try Wang Chung for myself.
Okay.
Wang Chung.
That was really good though.
On actually, but I get to pull a different station.
Oh, I thought you had to do the same thing.
I'll do Wang Chung. I'll do the same song, but I get to pull a different station. Oh, Classic Rock 98.1 KKFM in Colorado Springs.
Rigged.
Totally
rigged. You worked there. Totally rigged.
It's incongruent.
This is the first time I've ever done that.
Well, cool. It'll get better from here.
I hosted classical music, okay?
This is and be news.
Great. 98.1 KKFM.
Classic Rock 98.1 KKFM. It is 6:06 in the evening time. I'm Derek Knight. And right now, God, my ass hurts because I'm playing Wang Chung, Dance All Days. You guys, I don't know how to dance. It's Dance All Days, Wang Chung.
Take your baby by the hand.
I feel like I got it. Heather's saying no.
I feel like all of us are just shaking our heads at you like,
I'm so close.
Heather's saying no, so I guess you get a shot at it.
Me?
Yeah.
I think we should give Colin a shot.
Colin, you want it?
Yeah.
I really don't think so. I don't even know what I would say for 19 seconds.
But that's the thing, that's improvise. Improvise.
Oh my God.
Improvise. Colin's going to take it. You are Coast 93.3 in Heathsville, Georgia.
Hey, thank you for listening to Coast 93.3 in Heathsville, Georgia. Today we have Wang Chung coming at you with Dance Hall Days. Don't know why we're playing this. We're in Georgia. But that seems to be the way it goes in this station. Good luck, everybody, and enjoy the song.
You didn't make it.
No.
But,
so close.
That was so close, though.
You're also in Heathsville, Virginia.
You said Georgia.
You said Georgia.
Okay.
Yeah, you said Georgia.
Oh, sorry.
It's fine. Because you didn't make it. So it's Heather's turn again.
Fuck.
Fifth.
Again. 98.9.
Wow.
Magic FM.
All right. Apparently that is my right. Home station.
This is your home station.
Home skillet station.
Here, you are the home skillet.
I am.
Use that to inform you.
Let's do it.
98.9 Magic FM.
98.9 Magic FM here in Colorado Springs. It has been one of those nights. We have been going and going and going. I feel like I've been dancing all day, dancing all night. This is a perfect song to end out the day. This is Wang Chung, Dance Hall Days. Once again, you are listening to Magic 98.9 in Colorado Springs.
Take your baby by the hand.
You stepped on it.
Dude, just a teeny bit.
You stepped on it.
Damn.
Okay, Jess has to do it now. This is a tough one.
All right.
And you are going to be... Oh, you're at Coast.
I'm at Coast.
Coast 93.3 in Heathsville, Virginia.
It is a beautiful day for a little bit of dancing. And we are going to dance right along to Dance Hall Days with Wang Chung, taking you back to that junior high school day when you first danced with a boy. Maybe you kissed him under the bleachers. I don't know. We're in Georgia. I can't remember what the call station is.
All over it.
I can't even remember what the fuck.
We're not in Georgia.
I really hate this game. I'll be honest.
I'm loving it. And you know what? I'm just going to nail the post here and we can move on.
You're a sadist. It's fine.
Yeah, I know.
You like coming up with this shit that tortures the rest of us.
Going to be at Q100 in Atlanta.
Oh, sure. You get Georgia. Virginia. I don't like the fact that we keep drawing different radio stations. It's confusing me.
Yeah.
Q100, it is Atlanta's fireball rock and roll station. But we're going to go way back to the 80s, y'all. I'm Tommy Tsunami with the Unstoppable Wall of Music. We got the four-day forecast coming up, but I'm just going to spoil it for you. It's going to be hot as fuck. Here's Wang Chung, Dance Hall Days.
Take your baby by the hand.
Woo!
Nice.
Hit it!
I feel like this
Hit
is...
Hit it!
probably like the most ego-feeding exercise we've ever done for you on this podcast.
Hey now, ego-feeding Heather as well.
Oh, no, not
you,
at all.
You nailed
it's terrifying.
The first one. 3 out of 4 radio professionals agree it's cool.
Yeah, except for in this room, I think it's only 1 out of 4 radio.
1 out of 4 former radio professionals thinks this is a fun bit.
The rest of us are like,
luckily,
we just want to finish our damn alcohol and podcast.
It's kind of fun. I'll give you that.
There you go. Okay. Colin, you want to go?
Can we have a different song?
Yeah, we are.
I won that one. I get a point.
It's this whole changing the station thing that's...
Yeah. Can we just have one station?
How about this? Too? How about this? I will assign each of you a station.
Thank
and we
you.
Stick with it.
That All would right. be lovely.
So, Colin, you are Kiss FM in Los Angeles.
Ooh.
Is it just
Kiss? Just Kiss FM, KISS.
Okay.
Heather?
Magic 98.9.
Coast 93.3 in Heathsville, Virginia.
Oh, hey, I'm in Virginia. Wait, what? The Coast 93.3.
Coast 93.3. Jess, you're Oldies 104.3 in Detroit. And
I'm writing it down.
Woo! KFOG 104.5 in San Francisco.
Oh, that's right. Cheating.
I don't think it's cheating at all. I put it in there for a reason. All right. So, Collins, your turn. You're Kiss FM in LA.
I am.
Song? This thing actually came from the Pavic Museum in Minneapolis, which is a radio and television museum.
It's amazing.
Oh, cool.
Ooh, You Sexy Thing by Hot Chocolate.
Oh,
nice.
You Sexy Thing by Hot Chocolate has an 18-second ramp.
LA's number one.
This is Colin coming to you from Kiss FM in LA. Bringing you You Sexy Thing by Hot Chocolate. Song will make you move, groove, and have a whole lot of attitude.
That was awesome.
I'm going to say you didn't hit the post, but you really tried to slowly amble up to it. It was beautiful.
This is so not in my wheelhouse.
I know, but it's fun for everybody.
Oh my gosh.
We're just going to go around the circle.
We're going counterclockwise, right? So. Okay, so you're the coast.
Coast 93.3
coast
in Heathsville.
93.3.
Hold on.
Here we go.
Oh.
Heathsville, Virginia.
This is Heather. You are hanging out with me on a warm Sunday evening here in Heathsville, Virginia. We are going to take you all the way back, get some disco flowing in your blood. This is Hot Chocolate. They are going to make you move. They are going to make you say, you know what? You are the sexy thing.
I believe in
miracles. Just too short. Just too
Damn
short.
Damn it.
Oh, this is a song that's that Jess hot. Likes, though.
I do. I like this song a lot.
And you were at Oldies 104.3 in Detroit. The Motor City.
This is
Check
perfect.
It in.
We are Oldies 104.3 in Detroit, Rock City. This is Jessica, and we are listening to some Hot Chocolate. Oh yeah, taking it back, taking it way back when chocolate had an entirely different meaning, my friends. Love it.
I believe in miracles.
Votes?
Yay.
Yeah.
Did you say she got it?
Yeah.
I think
Jess
so.
Gets a point. Nice.
Yay.
Jess gets the hot chocolate, so it's up to me now. Where was I? KFOG?
KFOG. You know what you were.
Love Grows Where My Rosemary Goes.
God, I hate that song.
I love this song.
Addison Lighthouse. All right.
You better get it.
I'm ambivalent about this song.
You better fucking get it. 13 second intro.
KFOG 104.5.
Good evening, fogheads. It is 7:49, and we are enjoying the hell out of our weekend. I'm Derek Knight with Addison Lighthouse. Love Grows Where Rosemary Goes.
She ain't got no money, clothes, a kind of
I think you stepped on it a little
just
bit.
Just a tint.
Did I? Oh, shit.
By
well, that means...
A little toe.
Just a toe?
Just a
well,
toe.
Okay, that means Colin has to go.
Yeah, we
if I stepped
on it, I have to go?
We looked at each other with a surprised look in our eyes because we were expecting you to nail that and you didn't.
Oh,
yeah.
I didn't. If I didn't, I kind of wanted Colin to have a shot.
I think you were setting him up.
Mm. Maybe. What were you again, Colin? Oh. Kiss?
Yeah, Kiss at them.
How long?
102.7 Kiss FM.
Hey, this is Colin coming at you from Kiss FM in Los Angeles. We have a song that I don't personally enjoy, but some of you out there may like it. Love Grows Where My
Oh my God.
Why do you stop
Colin,
There was not nearly enough.
DJ, I would be tuning in every time you were.
Well, I'm calling, coming at you as opposed to taking an angle. But
here's a song I don't particularly.
I don't fucking like this song.
But I have to play it because it's on my sheet.
You're the coast, right?
Me? Yeah.
All right. Oh, shit. Wait, hold on. Shit.
You are listening to The Coast 93.3. I am Heather, taking you into the wee hours of the morning with one of my favorite songs, Edison Lighthouse, Love Grows Where My Rosemary Goes.
Too short? Oh, too
so
short.
Close. Oh,
this is a tough one, apparently. It is one of my favorite songs of all time to ramp up, but apparently
F.
I fucked it up.
F.
So, F. So.
F.
You are the...
I'm Oldies 104.3
Detroit.
Oldies 104.3.
All right.
Oldies 104.3 Detroit Rock City, taking you back to that time under the bleachers where you were kissing Rosemary. She was lovely, wasn't she?
Well, I'm glad I get another shot at it, but apparently your whole shtick is...
I can't... I hate this fucking game. I hate this fucking game.
Aw.
I am not enjoying myself right now. I'll be perfectly honest. I'm not having a good time.
I'm having a good time.
I know. You're
that's,
torturing
that's
us.
That's what counts.
This is what this podcast is all about, is Derek Sometimes. Knight quietly torturing all of his beloved people.
Sometimes.
Beloved people.
K-Fog 104.5.
K-Fog 104.5. Listen, Fogheads, this is Colin coming straight at you. Remember that time under the bleachers when we
shut
made
your
out
mouth
with Rosemary?
Shut
Here
your mouth.
Is Edison Lighthouse.
Who does this song again?
Edison Lighthouse.
Oh, okay.
I think I got it.
Yeah, but you left out the name of the song. Are you?
No, you don't have.
You don't have to.
You have the information. Yeah.
I thought you had. I thought you had to cram it all in.
No.
There.
I should have.
He didn't work in radio. He doesn't know the rules.
I said improv. You can improvise everything. You don't have to get all the information in there.
Oh, I can make shit up.
Yeah. Yes, that's what improvising is. I nailed it. I nailed that one, right?
Sure.
Oh God, you fucks.
You were probably closer the last time on that one. But.
Oh Jesus.
You can check it when you edit.
I think you did it amazingly, and if we hadn't been talking over you, it would have been perfect.
I think it was perfect, personally.
Well.
So Colin, it's your turn.
Oh my God, why?
Goody. You get a 16-second intro.
Ugh.
And this is Uptown Funk by Bruno. Well, actually, it's by Mark Ronson featuring
Mark Ronson.
Bruno
yes. Mars.
LA's number one hit music station, 102.7 Kiss FM.
Hey, listeners. This is Colin coming to you from Kiss FM in LA, bringing you some Uptown Funk by people whom I did not write down, so I do not know. But get ready to rock.
Do you guys think you got it?
Nailed it.
Yes, it was beautiful.
Okay,
nailed it.
We'll call it a point for Colin. See, Colin, you can compete.
Mark Ronson featuring Bruno Mars.
Oh, all right. My God. No, I'm not going to remember that.
All right.
Bruno Mars, I can remember. But
Gangsta's Paradise by Coolio. And is a 12 and a half second intro.
I don't have a half second on my timer.
You know what? God, I think
damn.
You understand how time works, though.
You guys, don't get excited. This is not the Weird Al version. This is not Amish Paradise. Not quite as cool, but it's Coolio. And this is Gangsta's Paradise.
As I walk through the valley.
It's too short.
It's a damn half second.
It is. It was short. You could have said Gangsta's Paradise on the coast and bam, you're up.
I know.
So Jess, I know you hate it, but yeah.
I'll do it. I gotta do it.
You're up.
Oh, well, this is your Nana at Ordis 104.3. This is some newfangled shit right here with some. We got some rap for ya.
Oh, bummer. Bummer, you stomped on it.
I did. I totally stomped on it.
But I liked what you were doing.
Mm-hmm.
Liked what you were doing. All right. What happened? What'd you do?
I dropped an ice cube down my shirt.
Oh, well. All right. You're going to be nice and cool.
Yeah, totally.
Nice
sorry.
Cool.
Sorry. All right. If I had a dime every time I did that.
I'm going to try the K-Fog action here.
K-Fog
104.5.
Yow! This is M. Dunk Baby on the BigIdiotShow.net. Listen, we've got some coolio for you. Hey, wait, baby. Listen, this is the gangster's paradise. That is
soft. Oh!
Whoa.
Oh, walked all over it.
I did. But I was trying to do an M. Dunk impression.
You were.
K-Fog. I guess I should stop doing that.
Right.
Colin.
He made you do that.
Yes,
probably. Dad. He's probably like, if there is life after death, he's like you dog.
Are we not done with this yet?
No, I didn't.
Hey. Great. I made everybody laugh. Hey, it's time for some Gangsta's Paradise from Kiss FM in LA. Enjoy. As I
walk through the valley. We're calling it. That's fine. Cool. We can't stop now because it's actually tied between Colin and I.
What? No.
Yeah.
No.
I've got two. Yeah. You got
no.
two. Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
no.
That's how life goes, dude.
Sorry, man.
No.
Sorry, man. Heather.
Yeah.
You get. Vehicle by the Ides of March. Vehicle by the Ides of March has a 15-second intro.
Oh, my God. Okay.
I need to pull up the song, though. Oh, my.
Board op failure.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm not union, you guys.
I do love our jingle. It's so cute and catchy, but it's not as cute and catchy as this song coming at you right now. One of my very favorites. This is Vehicle. This is the Ides of March on the Coast 93.3.
Y'all are really big on this coming at you stuff.
Straight
at you.
I know. I feel like Perry straight. When he's like, watch out for the weather.
Watch out for the weather coming at you. Oldies 104.3, not incongruent this time. Hold on, what?
What's the time on this one?
Oh, 15.
Okay, 15. Thank you. 15. Sorry, thank right. you.
You are listening to Nana on Oldies 104.3. This is one that really, I can get my butt into this one, you know? I like to boogie, and this is a Vehicle. It's good. Hey, well,
I'm a famous stranger in the... I'm giving it to you.
I like it. Give it's it to good. You.
Let's do first to three. First to three. I'm okay. up. I'm up.
I'm losing.
You are losing.
I am losing.
You are losing. And what did I pull? Everything I do it for you by Bryan Adams.
Oh my God. Oh shit. This actually was a junior high school dance song where I got touched by a boy for the first time.
This is a 15 second intro.
Okay.
K-Fog 104.5.
It's K-Fog 104.5. Listen, Fogheads, this song is one of those songs that a lot of you probably, I don't know, dance to or got touched during. So show us on the doll where Bryan Adams touched you.
Look into my eyes.
Got it.
And you win.
I win.
You win.
Winner. I don't have to do that one.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Yeah.
I'm sorry you guys hate that bit.
That was actually pretty fun. I enjoyed it.
I liked it better than I thought I would, but I am not good at it.
Well, here's the thing. Jess and Colin, would you like to recuse yourself while we go back and forth for supremacy?
No.
The two pros.
No.
Yeah.
You'll beat me.
Not necessarily.
Are you starting it back at zero and it's first to three? Is that the plan?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah. We're just going to keep playing this game. That's going to be this entire episode.
It's a lot of fun for me. Here's the thing.
Giving him the joy.
I do this in my car. It's one of those things. If you worked on, if you did FM jock shit, then it's just in your blood.
Yeah, I fucking hate it. 7 of 10 would probably do it again.
Colin?
What?
What's your rating?
Oh, God. 3?
Oh,
out of 5, maybe?
Totally.
But if you can do fractions, 3 out of 5 is the same thing as saying 6 out of 10, and that's almost what I scored it.
Right?
He gave that fucker 60%.
Hey, you get to go with Walk Like an Egyptian by the Bengals.
Oh. Okay.
And that is a 14-second intro.
You talking to me?
Yeah.
Duh.
This has suddenly become a sibling thing.
Yeah, right. Okay.
The only way this is going to end is if you put your feet in his face.
Well, here's the thing. She was the only one excited about this. You were like, no. And Colin was like, absolutely not. And she was like, yeah, that's cool.
So that makes you excited about this, apparently.
Hmm. You're now ZZ103.
Why did you? Okay.
Do you want to be the coast still?
I'm still you. I'm used to it now.
Let's do the coast.
Okay.
You're
cool.
Still the coast.
Yes.
Why don't you be the station that you were?
98.9?
Yeah.
No, I like the coast. I like their jingle.
You're
it makes
coast.
Me happy.
Yeah. She's the coast. She's the coast. It's
no,
cool.
I think he was saying, why don't you be the stations that you actually worked for?
Because I don't have those jingles. Oh. I mean, I worked for KKFM, but fuck it. You know, they're terrible. Anyway, here we go.
Oh, what I was. Oh, never mind. Oh.
Hold on.
Holding on.
God damn it. Here we go.
Hey guys, this is Heather. You are listening to The Coast 93.3. We are taking you back to the 80s. This is one of those songs that makes you groove. It is Susanna Hoffs and the Bangles. You gotta walk like an Egyptian baby.
It was loose.
Yeah.
I liked it. It was fine, but it was loose. It wasn't the post. It wasn't tight to the post. You know it wasn't.
I know.
I think listening
you
to this.
You know it wasn't.
This game has made me realize how rarely actual DJs hit the post.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they almost never do.
You know what my most amazing post hit was?
What was that?
Raspberries Go All the Way.
Oh, yeah. That was that's a great song. Well, I could pull it up.
It was what happened was it's a 30-some-second intro.
That one has a bridge, though.
Yeah, but.
And I chose to not put bridge songs in here.
Right, but that was the one that I think that I was most proud of because that guy that worked across the hall at K-View when I was doing overnights over at Oldies.
Yeah.
And we would listen to each other's air checks and stuff. Yeah, and I was like, dude, you got to hear this. Because I got a promo in there and I timed it perfectly. And it was like the most amazing thing I've ever done. And I don't think I could ever recreate that.
No, I get it. And it, as sad as it is that we're excited about this stuff, I get it.
Right.
I'm giving you the thumbs up.
I like that you have like most amazing post hit stories.
Man, that's what it is about. I mean, I'm sorry that you were NPR. And
I love what I did.
And you went to college. Aww.
I love what I did.
Did you hear Colin?
His life feels empty.
Yeah. Yes, I have no stories like this.
Well, I got to try and hit this post on the Bengals. So
you do that.
Fog 104.5.
It is 8:03 in the morning. If you have to be to work by 8, you're late. Holy shit! Get there! Fogheads! Here's some Bangles for you. Walk like an Egyptian. All the old paintings on the... Oh, I'm sorry. You're making a face. You think you want another shot at it?
Oh, I'm just saying it was close.
I thought it was right. I thought it was dead on.
But... See, I think what's happening here is you two have a different perception of what a good post hit is because you like yours just a little bit shorter because you are hitting it like a microsecond before the voice starts.
Well, I'm nailing it.
But she likes a breath. And you half a breath.
No breath. No breath. No breath, man. Ain't no breath.
Ain't no breath in posts.
Ain't no Fine. Breath when she's away.
You can have that one.
I got it. All right. So that's one for me. Me. One.
Me.
You. Nothing. All right. Let's see what we got next.
Okay.
I appreciate it because I hit that post. See, here's the thing. Susanna Hoffs takes a breath before she starts singing. You might have heard her take the breath.
This is true. We did.
But does that breath count as something you should be talking over or not?
No. I could talk over the breath. You could talk over things like dope.
I feel like this is when you're playing games with your mom and she starts making up rules halfway through the game.
But again, you weren't in the game. You weren't in the game. She was in the game. She knows the game. She's just mad. She's mad. She's behind. But you're going to... Oh, guess what?
What?
19 seconds.
Oh, God.
But it's
so
Venus
much.
Shocking Blue.
Mm.
Shocking Blue Venus. You love this song.
I do. Good evening. This is Heather Knight taking you into the late night hours. It's a Sunday night, and if you have got to work tomorrow, I am terribly sorry. But we're going to make tonight even better for you because we are going to play some kick-ass music like this one from Shocking Blue. And like Butthead said, Satan's got back. This is Venus.
Yeah. I'm giving it to
you.
Thanks. That was a good one.
Absolutely.
Pacing was clean. You nailed it.
Thank you.
Nice.
That's all I think of when I hear that song, though, is Beavis and Butthead. Huh, Satan's got back.
Fighting out the back. Let's see. What do I get to do? Oh, Paper Lace, The Night Chicago Died.
Oh, good Lord. This is your song.
It's like your favorite song
ever. It's one
ever.
Of them. 17 and a half seconds.
Oh, that half.
K-Fog 104.5.
Your lighter's boring, by the way.
You know, I could choose another station.
Your liner's
just
boring.
Saying, my
it's
liner.
A station that you
this
don't actually
talk.
Work for.
My liner kicks your liner's what, ass.
I'll tell you what, I'll go to ZZ103 in Idaho Falls, Idaho.
Okay.
ZZ103.
Oh.
Idaho Falls. What, you've listened to that station?
I have a story about this station.
This is great.
Awesome.
Cool. Anyway, go.
Yeah, I'm gonna
do
it.
Thing.
I'm gonna do it. Listen, you potato fuckers. This is Tommy Tsunami, and we have the unstoppable wall of music all night. We are killing it with the greatest music ever made, keeping you company while you whatever you do. You fuck potatoes? Is that what you do? This is Paper Lace. They're from England, but this is the night that Chicago died.
Daddy was a cop.
Shit.
Fucking just that quarter of a second. That quarter of a second about the potato fuckers. That was it.
Brought you low, those potato fuckers.
My liner is still better.
I don't know. I'm Idaho's number one now, so here we go.
Wait, what's the time? Derek! No, come on. This is cheating. I have to know the post time.
I feel like you won that one, didn't you? Were you supposed to draw another one?
No.
No, she has to
start this over and tell me what the time is. Jesus.
17 and a half seconds, you dick. You should have been listening.
Well, I couldn't remember if that was what I said.
She figured you'd get it.
Or if it was... Yeah, I did.
I told you this is going to end with somebody's feet in somebody's face.
That seems too intimate. Coast
93.3. The Coast 93.3. When we say yesterday's favorites, this is exactly what we are talking about. Trivia time. This is one of my brother's very favorite songs. This is Paper Lace. He says they're from England, but this is the night that Chicago died.
Oh!
Yeah.
Nice.
Thank you.
Boom.
All right.
You're up 2-1.
Woo!
2-1. What do I got coming up next?
Oh, shit.
Well, this is the thing. I'm improvising more than I would have on a normal radio station.
Right.
Being,
right,
being
yeah.
Stupid.
I like the addition of the expletives. That's a fun thing. Like, you don't actually have
no,
to.
No, you don't get to do that.
Yeah, you don't get to say potato
radio.
Fuckers on the radio, which
hey,
is a shame.
Fuckers.
Hey, I'm from Idaho. What do you do in Idaho? Fuck potatoes? All right, let's fuck some potatoes.
Oh, actually,
potatoes,
you do that
fuckers.
In Indiana now because they had a good year one day.
Nice.
Hey, I hear Indiana's. Picked up potato fucking. They had a good year. They had a great year.
Band of Gold by Frida Payne.
Oh, dude.
Yeah. It's only an 8-second intro.
Ooh.
Yeah. Idaho's number one. What's your story about the station before I go?
Oh, just I decided one time that I was going to drive from my cousin's house in Missoula to Montana all the way to my friend's house in Delta, Colorado without taking any major interstate highways. And so I ended up in the middle of Idaho and I couldn't get any radio stations for it. This was like 1998, maybe 1999.
Uh-huh.
And I had tried radio, didn't get anything, tried the radio, didn't get anything. So like within like 3 hours of driving and I turned on the radio and I got one station and that was it.
Nice.
That was the station that I got for like 4 hours as I was driving along the Tetons.
Bitching.
The other side.
Hey, if you're on the other side of the Tetons, we're pretty much it. So we're going to play some songs like this one. It's Frida Payne, Band of Gold.
I thought it was good.
I thought that was awesome. It was right on.
All right, yeah. Cool. I'll take it.
I thought it was good.
You're so self-critical.
Yeah.
Yo, I'm a perfectionist, man. I run a board tight. I like tight,
bit of a
tight
perfectionist.
Pokes. Tight, tight. All right.
Yes. Maybe tied. We've got Peaky some chair. Delay in our headphones or something compared to what you have.
I don't know. Tied 2-2.
I know. This is it, man.
Tied 2-2. What you got?
Sudden death.
16 seconds. Bo Donaldson and the Haywoods.
What?
Billy, don't be a hero. Billy, don't be a hero. Don't be a fool.
16
with your life.
Seconds, you said?
I am still jamming to that jingle because it is the cutest damn jingle you will ever hear in Virginia, maybe in the rest of the United States. But anyways, yesterday's favorites, Bo Donaldson and the Haywoods. Hey, Billy, just don't do it. Don't do it. Don't be a hero. Damn it.
No, didn't make it. You didn't make it. That's a shame.
Damn it.
It's a goddamn shame. Listen, this is Colin, and I don't like this song.
I like this
one. But I'm trying to work. right now, okay? And so my job is to play you Bo Donaldson and the Haywoods. Billy, don't be a hero.
The marching band came down along Main Street.
Got it.
It wasn't
no.
bad.
Got it.
No.
Do you want another shot at it?
Yeah.
All right.
This one?
Yeah. Or do you want another?
I want a random draw. I want a random draw.
Random draw. All right. I've already won, by the way.
I know.
Just want a listener to know.
Is anybody surprised?
Game is over.
Anyone?
Now. Oh,
Bueller.
12 seconds. Lamal. Never ending story.
Yay. Oh, my God. I could do this.
Well, she fails.
Yep.
Maybe you get to. But I thought you hated the game.
I do, but I love this song.
Hate the game, love the song.
I hate the game.
Every time I sing it at karaoke.
It's true. And yesterday's favorites, Coast
93.3. This is Heather, the Coast 93.3, and guess what we are going to play for you? You will never guess unless you have seen Stranger Things. This has had a new resurgence. Lamal, Never Ending Story.
Look at what you see.
Yeah, it was okay.
Yeah, it was a little stretchy. Let's let Jess have a crack.
Yeah, totally.
Do I have to? I don't actually know if I want to. I'll just start singing again.
That's fine, too.
It's just, okay. Hold on. What's the time on it again?
13? 12.
12.
It's 12?
12.
Maybe that was my problem. Maybe actually
hit
13.
It's 12. Maybe. And does it matter what station I'm at? I'm at, like, oldest Detroit.
98.9 Magic FM.
98.9 Magic FM. This is Jessica. Do you hear that whooshing noise? Because I hear that whooshing noise. You know what that means. Artex! No!
Fuck yeah!
Look at what you
got
see.
It! See, you don't hate the game. You just need the right song.
That was brilliant.
Artex! No! Oh, my God. Nice.
Oh, shit.
Okay, we'll give you another shot at a different song.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's a good one. 13. 13 seconds.
Okay.
December 63. Oh, what a night. Oh, four seasons.
Oh, what a night. You are listening to The Coast 93.3. This is Heather. This is one of my very favorite songs. Even though it is Frankie Valli-less, it's still okay. This is December 1963. Oh, what a night. And what a night it has been.
Oh, what a night.
Eh.
It was loose.
Yeah, it was loose. It was pretty loose.
Yeah, fuck it.
Yeah. fuck it. Fuck it.
I have lost my power. My
King
post
Fog,
power.
104.5.
Fogheads, it is the Sunday Night Idiot Show tonight, 8:16. Frankie Valli Fun coming at you now with December 63.
Oh, what a night.
Nice.
Not too bad. Not too bad.
Good impression,
invoke, invoke the dung.
Good impression.
Yeah. Didn't like it the first time. That's fine now.
Yeah.
You done?
I'm done.
You done?
I concede.
You done?
Yeah.
You were done a long time ago.
It's all right.
You were done before we started.
I enjoyed it more than I thought I would.
Good. See, it's fun. It's a fun time.
I wouldn't go that far.
It's a fun exercise. Colin, it's more fun than you thought.
Let's do it again.
All right, cool.
I'm kidding.
No,
don't.
No!
It's like Jeopardy. I'm taking your first answer. Let's see
nope,
what you get.
Nope, we're not doing it again.
You get 16 seconds.
No, I don't.
16 seconds. I Love Rock and Roll by Joan Jett.
No,
your mom
I
gets
don't.
16 seconds.
Your mom totally gets 16 seconds, Colin.
Ready, Pop?
No.
Yep. You get to close it out. How cool is that?
Oh, my God. Hey, coming at you from Oldies 103.3 with Joan Jett and the Blackhearts singing I Love Rock and Roll. And boy, don't we all love some rock and roll.
Well, you did it. I mean,
sloppy as hell. You changed stations on me.
I don't know what station I'm fucking working for. But Joan Jett, this bitch is hot,
this
you know?
I like
the song.
Good boy. Good stuff.
I like
don't we all
roll.
Like to rock and roll? That was so great.
No, the look on his face, too, is like, I'm going to slow this down. Don't we all
stage.
Like some rock and roll?
And
which I've been thinking I'd said and or roll.
Oh, I know.
And or roll.
Rock and slash or
role.
That would take it more into my world from when I was working in radio. We should have an NPR challenge sometime.
Yeah,
like, forget
what
this fucking
do?
Hitting post shit. It's all just about like, hey, you have a bunch of old people listening to you.
Talk slow and
so
quiet.
You need to make sure you have an appropriate amount of awkward space in between some of the things that you say. Like, it's okay to have that second of drag. That awkward second of drag before you tell everybody that you're about to listen to Beethoven's Symphony No. 6.
Maybe. Yeah, I'm like, I don't know. I guess we could do it.
Well,
it's not
we
as
do
exciting
it.
Of an idea now, is it?
No. It's not. Well, if we didn't lose you with this episode, then you're with us for life. It's the big program. My name is Derek Knights.
You'll be getting your ring in the mail.
Yeah. It's the One Ring. Don't give it to Frodo. I don't know how that movie works. Colin.
Yes.
He scored. He scored 2 points.
I did, apparently.
Two-point score. Heather almost won.
Almost won. Almost winner.
Jessica is just, she's full of hate.
7 of 10. Might do it again.
My name is Derek Knight. You've been listening to the big program. A lot of fun today for me. I don't care about anybody else because I am egocentric. Fuck Montrose, and we'll see you back again some other time. Just want to point